Hello, this is Scott with Android Guys Reviews. I'm here with Luke.
Hey, hey.
Luke, what's going on today?
Oh, not much. I'm going to talk about a game.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What's the game called?
It is called Tiny Room Stories, Town Mystery.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah. So this is a, it's one of the, I Spy kind of puzzle games where you're going around a room and trying to find objects, and it's like a escape room or puzzles, or it's all those ideas together where you're, you know, finding a code and then finding out where you put the code. It's a lot like, remember the Police Quest games way back in the day?
Oh yeah.
It's that. But it's this, it feels a lot, the art style actually feels really similar to those style of games. It's very, it's kind of like low poly, but there's some 3D element to it where it's kind of an isometric 3D, and you can actually swipe left and right to turn the rooms.
Okay.
And so as you turn the room, you'll see another wall, and then all of a sudden on the other wall, you have a you'll have like a cabinet that you can interact with. And then if you swipe to the other wall, there's a chest with a drawer, and you open the drawer and tap on, you know, the papers in there, and you, it moves a paper and you see it, a code for a lock. And so what you're doing is you're going around and there's a story. You're going around, trying to solve this mystery, this town mystery. And, by interacting with these different levels, and you'll go, like the very first one is you pull up in your car into the town, and there's a gate, and before you can get into the gate, there is like this guard room, and you have to go in and find the code and then reconnect the gate because the power's off on the gate. And so you're going through and trying to find all these things, and you get tools, and they go into your little inventory, and you get a key.
Mm.
And so you're going through and saying, okay, I have this key. Where does this get used? Oh, well, it's not until I actually get up onto the roof of this thing where I need the key. And then you open it, and you have to plug something in. And so it's one of those style games where you're just going through and kind of looking for different things, trying to just tap and interact with almost everything. And not everything gives you something, but almost everything can be interacted with. So if you tap on, like, a coffee pot, it'll say, coffee's cold, but it won't. There's no clue,
nothing revealed.
You didn't need to use that. You didn't need to touch
it. But it recognizes that you tapped it on a coffee
pot. Yeah, or, like, you'll tap on a computer screen, and it'll say, power's off.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll know, oh, okay, well, maybe I have to try and get the power on.
Okay.
And it's cool because it doesn't give you, when you start the game, it didn't really give you the instructions of swipe left and right to go around the room. You kind of go and you tap on, you know, where you want to move. But then when you walk into the room, you just see one angle, and then you swipe, you're kind of looking, and you'll swipe and it'll turn and rotate, and you're like, oh.
Was it like an accidental discovery?
A little bit, yeah. Right. So you first learn in the very first thing when you get out of your car, you can swipe, and it'll turn the building, and you'll see the entrance to the room, and you can go in there. But it doesn't give you this, you know, hey, here's how you move around in here. Here's how you interact with things. It's very intuitive. I was doing it without even really thinking about it. And it's cool. So far, I mean, I'm not very far in the game. I'm still in Act 1, and there are three acts. The game is free. It's a free play game. It contains ads, and it offers in-app purchases. And it looks like the in-app purchases are in the form of more acts. So you can play the first act for free, but if you want to unlock more of the story and finish the story, you'll pay to finish the story.
Okay.
And when you pay to finish a story, it also removes the ads. So the ads happen after you finish a level, it'll play an ad. Or if you're stuck somewhere, you can ask for a hint, mm-hmm. and you'll watch an ad, and then it'll give you a hint.
So you don't just sit there for a long period, and then the game finally starts pointing some hand at
nope.
this, like, oh, I should try that.
Yeah.
Nice.
It won't prod you. It'll just say, you know, it'll pop up.
And, do you want help?
Do you want a hint?
Oh, nice.
And all you have to do is you watch an ad. And the ads are like almost a minute long.
Okay.
So it's a decent, you know, ad size. It's not like a little 30-second or 20-second ad.
Are those really the only ads you see?
That's the only thing I've seen so far.
Okay.
Is if you want a hint, and then after every single level, there's an ad.
Okay.
But like I said, you can purchase, I think it's like $250, unlocks the whole rest of the story and removes the ads.
Oh,
so
man.
Essentially, you know, you get a premium game for $250.
Right.
And it's a fun, you know, discovery puzzle kind of game.
Do you feel like you get enough representation of that kind of picture on a phone with
yeah.
like the rooms and the layouts?
Yeah, because it's a pretty low poly. I mean, it's very well designed and it looks visually interesting, but it's not anything super busy. It's not like there's too much happening on the screen because you can only see one angle at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And when you swipe is when the room turns.
Okay.
And so you're, you know, essentially you only have a limited view at a given time.
Cool.
I was pleasantly surprised with this game. I was looking up puzzle games, and this popped up, and it has good ratings. And I looked at the screenshots, and I was like, I'll try this. This looks kind of reminds me of a little bit of like Uncanny Valley
mm-hmm.
kind of idea, but way more, I guess, realistic
yeah.
style, not as fantasy based, but still isometric and, you know, low detail.
Can you just hop in, play one act, and hop out? And
yep. And play as much as you want. You can stop in the middle of it. You don't have, I mean, you can just hop
nice.
Out whenever. And there's no time limit. I haven't run into like any sort of like interaction where you have to, you know, avoid any enemies or anything like that. I haven't run into anything like that. So it's almost like, you know, it's almost like Myst or, you know, those games where you're playing by yourself.
Right.
So, yeah.
That's cool, man. It sounds like the kind of game I'd be into
mm-hmm.
as well.
It's really fun.
Let's score it.
All right, let's do it.
What would you give it for features?
Features is a 3.5.
Okay.
And that's because there's really not much more than the actual gameplay.
Okay.
There isn't any, you know, side quest gameplay. There's no, like, different – you're going through
– You don't have a character whose abilities can be
right.
improved.
No, it's just – it's – I mean, I keep going back to Police Quest, and
yeah.
that's, like, probably one of the oldest things that probably a lot of people haven't played Police Quest. But
sure.
That's what it reminds me of. You're
okay.
just going through and...
And 3.5 is a good score.
Yeah.
4 puts it in, you know, 4 and above is...
Right.
These are some of our favorites.
Right.
Right on. Graphics.
Graphics is a 4 for me.
Okay.
It's, like I said, it's nothing flashy, but it's done really well.
Okay.
And you can tell everything you're looking at. It's not like it's so low quality where you're like... What is this?
This is a bed with clothes on it. It's not just a mess of colors.
Right. It all feels designed. It all feels intentional. And it all fits the style of the visuals.
Okay. Audio. Is that something you would score on this?
Yeah. So the audio is interesting. It's cool. I gave it a 4 because it feels like I'm playing, you know, like a crime drama kind of game. It has it has that type of theme music. It's that
okay.
mystery. It's got a nice bed of, you know, intrigue.
Nice.
The next thing would be replay value.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 4 also.
All right.
I want to keep playing. I haven't played much of it, and I want to keep playing it. I'm going to buy it. I'm going to finish the story because
yeah.
and now I want to know what's going on. And it's cool. It's really cool.
You talked a little bit about the ads kind of after levels and mm-hmm. Between, like, getting help.
Mm-hmm.
How would you score that?
I scored that as a 2.5.
Okay.
One thing, and this isn't really an ad or notification, but I don't know, for some reason it kind of rubbed me the wrong way. In the very first level, you're in this guardhouse, and there's a computer, and you have to go to the computer and unlock. Once you get the power back on, you go to the computer and you unlock, or you get a code to unlock this door to the roof. Well, on the computer, there are options, different options of things you can pick. And one is like a camera view of what the camera outside of the building sees, and you see your car, and it's like black and white style security mm-hmm. camera footage. That's cool. And then there's a open gate button, but then there's like a Facebook icon and an Instagram icon, mm-hmm. and if you tap on those, it takes you out of the game to the company's Facebook page.
Okay.
And like, I get it, but I was just like, man, don't pull me out of a game for me to follow your social stuff.
Put that on the home screen.
Yeah, put it on the home screen. Totally fine.
Yep.
I didn't like that. I didn't like the length of the ads for the hints.
Yeah.
You know,
because there are 15-second and 30-second ads out there.
This was a minute long, okay. And it was just like, that seems – but there's a lot of really good things about the game, a lot of really good game for free.
Yeah.
So I can see the trade-off. But those two things kind of rubbed me the wrong way. So I gave it just a 2.5, which is average.
All right.
Not bad. It's just average. But for $2.50, you can get the full game, all the acts, all the levels, and no ads.
Yeah.
To me, it seems like a no-brainer.
All right. Yeah. I mean, that sounds like a pretty quality game for coffee.
Right.
You know,
One
large coffee. So again, those are 3.5, 4, 4, 4, and 2.5.
Yep.
All right. That averages out to a 3.6.
It's a good game.
That's a pretty good game.
I mean, it's averaging in the Play Store. I think it's a 4.5 in the Play Store right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, this is a cool one. Kiri Games, I haven't really even heard of them. They have two other games, Break to Die and Commute, Heavy Traffic. Both seem like the same visual kind of style, but I think they're different styles of game.
Mm-hmm.
But after playing this one, it makes me want to check those other ones out. And actually, on the main menu of Tiny Room Stories, there is a link to the other games.
Gotcha.
So you can see them there. But it's cool. If you like those kind of like little puzzle games where you have to go around and click, it kind of reminds me of Firewatch. I don't know if you had played that game mm-hmm. that came out in the last couple of years. But it's that same idea. You walk around grabbing different parts of the story and trying to piece things together.
Cool, man. Well, I appreciate you taking time to share your opinion.
Yeah, no problem.